Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 7 after the hour, and you know that it's New Year's Eve. I remember last week with Christmas and Christmas Eve, it had a different flavor to it. Right now we have the celebration going, although Christmas is certainly a time to celebrate, but it's a different sort of thing. There's a cap on the celebration attitude and events and things, but not for New Year's Eve, all kinds of crazy stuff. Or is there really, given the fact that the city of New York and the city of Los Angeles and everywhere seems to be trying to, with good reason, kind of quash some of the celebrating. December 31st, last day of 2021. Yay, hip hip hooray, hooray. We can all clap for that one.
Made it.
Right, we did. There's Victoria Keelan, G and J. Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program, another hour focusing on, I don't know, the last year what happened? Why waste your time talking about what happened in the past? I have been criticized sometimes, and other people laud me and the program because we don't spend a lot of time talking about the year in review. Who gives a damn? There's not anything we can do about it, and you've heard all that stuff somewhere else. So,
I think sometimes it's fascinating because you're like, wait, that was this year? That felt like 3 years ago.
Well, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
This year feels different, yep.
Yeah, right. We could talk about all the people that have been sent to jail this year. You want to celebrate that. The latest, the most recent, Ghislaine Maxwell, right? She's heading for the clink, justifiably so. Anyway, so back to New Year's Eve and the Gregorian calendar that we use today, introduced by the Vatican. Pope Gregory the, what's that, X11 is 13th. That's October 1582. The Gregorian calendar, based on the solar year, replaced the ancient Roman calendar that was based on the lunar cycle. Imagine how complicated it was. And then think, this is something we're thinking about, ladies, actually, I think. How everything fell into place. They had sunshine, lollipops, and roses in the daytime. At nighttime, and it all clicked, it all worked as it does now. Amazing how, what is it, about a quarter of a second every 10 years or something? We're off by, have to adjust the clock, the atomic clocks have to adjust themselves. I can't remember, is it leap year? They do that on leap year, you know how they automatically catch up with whatever the real time is. And then, who figured out what the real time was? How does it all work? What's it all about, Alfie? Don't you ever wonder about those things? I mean, we were being facetious about the stuff going on, the simple things like who's going to jail this year. And yeah, Jay's right. Okay, this is great. No, that didn't happen this year, did it? But if you dig deeper into not just the philosophical sides of New Year's, but the practical, how mechanically does it all work? Why is it always winter in January? Why is it always spring in April? Why is it always summer in July? Right?
I mean, only for certain parts of the planet. Australia deals with summer when we deal with winter.
Well, no, I'm just saying it flips. That's not the point. The point is that it happens in an organized, orderly fashion. And nobody knows really, how did it happen? It's like our bodies. How does that work? How does the planet, how do things grow? That's where I become sort of deeply spiritual when I start digging around in some of these things, and maybe it becomes a little heavy, so let's keep moving. The fact that it's New Year's, what, ladies, are you doing? Anything special for you on the horizon for tonight, Victoria, or are you just going to get sloshed
no.
in those martinis and say,
yeah.
See you later?
No, unfortunately, this is our second New Year's in a row that we're just going to stay at home and watch TV.
Well,
COVID is just raging in where I am in New Jersey. So it would be nice to go out to a restaurant. But then, I wouldn't be able to see my parents next week. And just, it doesn't It's not worth it right now. So it's a bummer, but it is what it is.
I had another test last night. Jay had another test last night to make sure everything was copacetic. Yours came out all right. Mine did too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe to celebrate New Year's, we'll get a swab up our nose again. That's it. It gives different. Does it give different meaning to the phrase "up yours"? Yeah, it does. more positive. Okay, up yours. So, Jay, what are you and Ryan doing? And Mac? Mac's going to want to stay up and watch the ball drop, right?
Oh, for sure. He's a total rager. He's a party animal. Cooking at home, staying in, all the good stuff. Yeah, even though I've been tested, unfortunately tested negative, the boys haven't been tested. Mac's too young to be tested, and no place has home kits or even appointments available within a 4.5-hour radius.
You know,
so we're just going to play it safe.
You got me started thinking about that, and after you tried to sign me up to get the test,
the antibody test, right?
I looked again around here and nothing, and I looked at home and there was nothing handy early on. But I am going to do that because I think it's important to know that. I think it's just good to know whether you have them or not as you move forward. And when I went over to Megan's yesterday afternoon, I had a test. And we looked at how it all fit together. This is a type that I'd not seen before. I've seen some of the others, but this is a new brand it's pretty simple. And we laughed about it, and they knew that I didn't have it, but just a peace of mind as much as anything else.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, no one can know if someone has it or not. Somebody, you know, we have friends who have it and test and only knew that they had it because they had to be tested for work and they didn't have any symptoms. So, and then other people, like, I kind of feel like I'm getting a sinus infection, so I was convinced that I did have it, but I did my at-home PCR test yesterday, so I'm negative. But it's just, you never know. I mean, it's really, at this point, it's, you know, I'd like to say that certain people in my life, like, oh, well, I know they don't have it, but really, there's no way to know. There really isn't. So I'm happy that you're negative, but you have, you know, stay cautious and stay vigilant.
Yeah, well, that's easy enough to do, masks and that sort of thing. I see the new mayor of New York. Does he get put into office tomorrow, or is it later in January? When does he get sworn in?
It was supposed to be January 1st, his inauguration, so he's just going to be privately sworn in, but he canceled, you know, any of the public stuff. It's just New York City right now. It's just, you know, it's too much of a hotbed.
Well, he said, Adam said when he becomes mayor, the private employer vaccine mandate will stay in place. What is that?
Yeah, people were wondering.
100 people employed or more?
Yeah, it's if you work for the city, it's 184. Well, it's actually not even for the city. It started with the city, and now it's all private businesses that are positioned officed in Manhattan all the employees have to be vaccinated. This is the Mayor de Blasio version of what Biden has been doing. So far, well, yeah, but a lot of people who work in New York City are very happy about this. And because what it means is when you're commuting, like my husband has a 2-hour each way commute, that when you're commuting, the people around you who are also commuting into the city, they're all vaccinated. And so, you know, New York City has a different attitude than the rest of the country. New York City is not messing around with this virus. They're not messing around with vaccines.
So they get challenged in court?
So far, it hasn't. Mm-hmm. It's been put in place since last spring?
Given the, you know, there's always going to be somebody, no matter where they are, that's not going to like this.
I haven't seen it. Well, let's put it this way. It hasn't been challenged to the point where some judge has come in and said, yes, I'm going to put a hold on it. So whether it's very well written and no one has been able to challenge it or no one has on a high profile enough level, like Biden's federal vaccine mandate has been challenged numerous times.
Yes.
And that's why it's on hold right now. And it will probably end up in the Supreme Court. For whatever reason, it's just not, it doesn't seem to be the same case with New York. So everyone wanted to know, was Eric Adams, who was the incoming mayor, was he going to keep this mandate or was he going to get rid of it? And he made it pretty clear that it's staying in place and that he said they're going to focus on compliance, not punishment. That's his message.
Well, let's see how that shakes out. The No Surprises Act kicks in tomorrow. You're going to have one less health care problem. The No Surprises Act bans most unexpected medical charges from out-of-network providers. So you want to translate that, one of you, to
have well, yeah, I mean, we've all been
not the act, but what does mean out-of-network providers?
Well, when you're,
never really, go ahead.
Well, you probably don't have, like, insurance the way like Jay and I have it through our husbands, you know, corporations. It's,
right.
it's different probably with Medicare, but it's yeah. If you're in network, then you only pay your copay, and if you go out of network, then you can get hit with the whole bill. Sometimes you can get hit with a surprise bill. I mean, this happens all the time where people go into the hospital and let's say they need, you know, an appendicitis, but the doctor who's on call who does the surgery isn't in network, and then the patient wakes up and is charged with a $30,000 bill. So this act has been something that's been in the works for a while, and I'm really happy that it exists because it puts insurance companies and hospitals on notice that, you know, while your patient is under anesthesia, you can't just upcharge them and start adding stuff on, which is what...
Not the sleazebag stuff.
Oh, yeah,
on.
That's what hospitals
yeah.
do. That's what
yeah.
doctor's offices will do sometimes. It's horrible.
Time to change your doctor or whatever under those circumstances.
I mean, the rest of the world... Honestly, the rest of the developed world laughs at our medical system. Because it is such a joke how people literally go bankrupt trying to pay for health care, and the rest of the world is like, we don't even need to think about that. It's, I don't know, it blows my mind, and it doesn't really matter to people who are in Congress and the higher-ups, because they've got amazing health insurance, and they
yeah,
have a concierge doctor.
Very nicely.
Yeah, yeah, they've got concierge doctors, they've got everything they need, and they don't think about the average person and when the struggles that the average person has to pay for their medical bills. I mean, we like I said, Jay and I are both on our husband's medical insurance, and our insurance is terrible. We each have a $2,500 deductible. Each of us has to make that deductible every year it resets. So tomorrow we're back to square one, $2,500.
So how do you do that? You have medical appointments? How do you?
Yeah,
how do you
everything
make up
is
the
out of pocket.
$2,500.
Everything's out of pocket until you hit $2,500. And then when you hit $2,500, doesn't mean everything's free. You still have to pay copays and everything else. But yeah, it's not good at all. It's horrible.
Lovely. Well, on that good note, or that strong note, or that happy note, it's Happy New Year time, everybody. And it's 20, where are we here? 18 after on the DJV program.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Friday, the last day of 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. It's time for us to check in the trending. Thank you. The trending department. I saw a clip yesterday of the interaction. Well, it wasn't really. It's not one-on-one, but they're a video that shows The Rock responding to what Vin Diesel said about him coming on board the last Fast and Furious. And you want to know the hoopla behind it right after this, we'll have it.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just 4 simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
All right, so for my money, if Jennifer were here, she's been off this week, she would agree with me. I think the best local news station in the country is KCAL here in Los Angeles. They have a fun team. Obviously, they all like each other. The weather guy has you get the news, but there's a pleasantness about it. And there's a guy named Ruben. What the heck is his first name? Who does the entertainment news? who's been on this channel since I first came to Los Angeles in 1993. He's just the whole program, the whole idea behind them presenting the news is a convivial, conversational, pleasant, fun. They know each other. They like it's kind of like this program, only based around more of a video approach. Anyway, so yesterday, Ruben, why can't I remember his first name? Anyway, not important. Goes on the air and starts talking about The Rock's response to Vin Diesel's plea for him to come back to Fast and Furious. And he minced no words, right, Jay? No words.
Yeah, well, he straight up called it manipulative. And if you forgot about Vin Diesel's post last month, he's like, my little brother, Dwayne, time has come. We need you to come back. We need to round out Fast and Furious, the series. And he mentions the cast. He mentions Paul Walker's crash. He mentions his own kids, like, hey, my kids call you Uncle Dwayne, all of this stuff. And Dwayne Johnson's on CNN addressing the situation. He said that he was actually surprised by the post because they connected, Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel connected back in June, and Dwayne told Vin directly and privately that he would not be returning to the franchise. He was done. He's not coming back. He supports the cast and crew, and he hopes that they always have success in whatever they do, whether it's with the franchise or not. But he already said and kind of gave the firm, like, I'm done. I'm not coming back. And so for Vin Diesel to then take it to social media and put it out there to the public, like, little brother, which just sounds patronizing anyway,
yeah,
come back. It's time. Do this for
little
the fans.
Little brother to the Rock.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they didn't like each other because he said, as far as he was concerned, Vin Diesel was just unprofessional. He showed up late to set all the time. It was just a difficult relationship, so he said no. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Pro has announced the launch of Ford Pro Charging, a comprehensive solution for commercial vehicle charging. While more commercial customers want to switch to electric vehicles, the transition from all internal combustion-powered fleet can be complex. Ford Pro Charging will help ease the transition by delivering intuitive software and commercial hardware infrastructure to support charging and energy management. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Preparations for the big New Year's Eve celebration in New York City have begun.
The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Ahead of the New Year's Eve celebration, the department is deploying plainclothes observation teams, bomb squad officers, radiation detectors, canine units, and blocker trucks throughout Midtown Manhattan. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone to plan accordingly.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sheriff's deputy was forced to shoot a Malayan tiger at a zoo in Florida after it grabbed a hold of a man's arm and wouldn't let go. Authorities said the man was working at the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens for a cleaning service when he put his arm through the fence to pet the tiger. The four-year-old male tiger named Echo bit into his arm. The first deputy to arrive at the scene tried to get the animal to let go. When it didn't, he shot the tiger, who ultimately died of the gunshot wounds. The zoo was then closed to the public. The man was hospitalized for severe bite injuries to his arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. With no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34, almost 35 after the hour for New Year's Eve. So is it New Year's Eve 2021 or New Year's Eve 2022 when you get right down to brass tacks? Is it? Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever. I would say New Year's Eve 2021 because it's still 2021 and the New Year's Day.
Yeah, but it's New Year's.
People always say goodbye, New Year's. Goodbye 21, hello 22.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know either, actually. I've never thought of when I asked the question.
It wasn't Christmas Eve 2022. It was Christmas Eve 2021. So, yeah, it must be the same thing.
All right. New Year's Eve. Here we are with a focus on today and the future. And highly anticipatory about how good this year is going to be. I had an astrological read with my friend Maria Trilogy yesterday, in which she looks at lots of, she's a very good astrologer. If you ever want to find her, she's at smbworks at earthlink.net. She's really good at predictions and good at accurate. That's what we want, kind of, isn't it? When you look, if you're interested in things like that, from that point of view, some people say, oh, this is terrible. It's the occult, so I'm not going to do that. But it isn't really. It's just another way of looking ahead and maybe helping yourself to sort of attitudinally get into the right place. And she says that the cycle we're in started in 2008. Now, remember back to 2008, what a rotten year it was. The end, it really didn't get really bad till 2009. But most of the economy went into the tank. We had a deep depression that was as bad as what happened during the Dust Bowl in the 1920s. And so we really haven't come out. It's been one thing after another, right? Look back. Think about it. If there's any need for retrospective, think about how your life has been, how all of our lives have been since the latter part of 2008 into 2009 into today. Been pretty crappy, right? There hasn't been really anything that's been great. So she says that the cycle comes out starting in late February, which kind of goes hand in hand with what people are saying about this particular Omicron version of the virus. And then the other things that we've talked about, you know, the economy has stayed fairly strong, but that doesn't mean it's been good for everybody. Even though, you know, some of the politicians you listen to will tell you, yeah, this is great, everything's fine, don't worry about it. And it is for some people, but it's not for others. Anyway, but we're all under the shadow, no matter how you slice it, of the virus. But as that kind of wanes and other things change, she says that the current astrological cycle now is the first time that all the stars are in the same alignment since after the revolution in America. So think about how that all changed after the chaos. And then she says that July of this year will be pretty similar to, and it wasn't, it's not, they celebrated on July 4th, but pretty similar to what it was like in the time when the when everything was signed and we had the Declaration of Independence and became a new country. So maybe this is a rebirth time. Let's hold on to that, right? Let's have a good
thought. Yeah, let's hope it's rebirth
that.
And not revolution.
Yeah, well.
That's what sparked the revolution, so yeah, let's, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, no, the revolution, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The revolution, that's right, the Declaration of Independence and then the revolution. Anyway, let's, I thought you might like to listen. Maria Trilogy does a 5-minute insert on the program earlier in the day, and if you didn't hear it, here she is with sort of an overview of where we are now and where we're going. For a few minutes, Maria Trilogy. Well, here we are at the end of the year, looking forward to the new year. And you know how much I love astrology and my friends that are astrologers, especially Maria Trilogy, who is about as good as anybody that you can find. She's put together a lot of information. We're certainly not going to get to it in 5 minutes. I think perhaps a perspective. Sometimes I ask you for specifics, Maria, when you're here. Sometimes I ask you for generalities. In general, as the year comes to a close and you look at the astrological lineup for the next year, what do you see?
Well, I, other than, of course, what we just got, the news of some new variant coming in with this virus, I am very, very, very hopeful for 2022. I really feel that 2022 is going to be all about you, meaning all of us personally taking stock of our lives, looking at where we are emotionally and where our finances are, where our loved ones are, where our health is. You know, we're reviewing these last 2 years and coming up with where the planets are aligning is giving us an opportunity to look at the new year in a new way to support who we are as human beings and how we're relating to everything around us. We've been very, very distracted, obviously. And when we look at the bigger picture, we see that there are changes on our planet that are extreme, extreme for what we are most familiar with. So with Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn, these planetary lineups are finally saying, okay, let's get grounded, let's get practical, let's find new ways of moving forward and doing it in a way where we can, you know, enjoy some aspect of our life. These last 2 years have been very upsetting, and people have lived in so much fear. So I'm very hopeful for 2022 that it is going to bring us an opportunity to look at each other and look at the world in a new way, with more compassion and more kindness for what we've been able to sustain. You know, we've lost a lot. We've transitioned a lot. We've had to learn how to be a new kind of human being. So I believe that now, as I said, with this lineup of planets, no matter, the work relationship is different. The school systems are different. We are now doing health on a Zoom call. Telehealth is here to stay. You know, people are transitioning in every aspect of their life, and how do we do it? So this year, 2022, is going to be, how are you going to move forward and have some hope for living a good life as everything continues? Because 2022 is going to be, you know, we are bringing some of 2021 with us.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out how we are going to do this better than these last 2 years. We haven't been able to get hold of everything because mm-hmm. it's been so upsetting. And, you know, look at what's going on with weather. All of these factors are affecting us. So with the planetary lineup for 2022, it's like, okay, we are now going to have an opportunity to sit ourselves down and say, what are we going to do now? How are we going to do this better? And there's going to be a new kind of strength that can come to each of us as we look at, you know, I truly believe in God, in spirit, in the ability to trust that I can do this. And no matter who we are and where we are, there is going to be some modicum of hopefulness. That's what I believe.
All right. How do people reach out to you, those who are listening now that would like to have perhaps an update or something new that they've never experienced before? How do they find you?
Yeah, they can find me in two ways. I'm going to give you my office number, 310-548-1338 or SMBWORKS, SMBWORKS at earthlink.net.
310-548-1338 for Maria, or SMBWORKS at earthlink.net. Maria Trilogy here on the DJV program with Happy New Year wishes to everybody. All right, so in order there, we went on longer than that. And if you want to hear the full, Jay, where do we go to hear the full version, the full conversation? You want to hear more about her predictions and her thoughts for the year ahead, where do we go?
You'll be able to go to djvshow.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at djvshow.
All right, so this is just posted at djvshow. All right, so that's that story. For those of you who, I think we all are optimistic. New Year's Eve and New Year's gives us a chance. New beginnings, we're always into it. People are asking, what's open tomorrow? Well, Saturday. So if you really want to, there's nothing that I've found that's not open. There's sort of maybe public transit has a holiday schedule, but normally schools aren't open, most businesses aren't open, but all the retail stuff, the usual things that you have on Saturday and Sunday will be open tomorrow as far as I can see. Any exceptions to that, ladies, that you can think of? I can't find
I don't know. Usually restaurants are all closed on New Year's Day because they do something big, you know, New Year's Eve. So I don't know.
Really?
It's just, I guess, yeah. So I'm not, I don't know. I mean, some places, like where we live in a little resort village, some of the restaurants are going to do a New Year's Day brunch, and then others are just closed. So I don't know. I don't know about stores. New Year's Day would not be a day I'd be shopping anyway, so I really don't know if malls and stores are open, but I guess.
Well, the auto dealers are open. I know my friend runs a car dealership. They're all open tomorrow. So you want to buy a new car? Help
if
yourself.
If you can find a new car, right?
Yeah, right. Well, now
all the dealerships around here have very slim pickings on the lot.
Well, there is slim pickings on the lot for new cars and used cars, but you're going to order.
Yeah.
Most of the companies now, Ford's really pushing ordering your car and getting what you want, because they're giving priority to those orders, not just the general orders that are coming. They're so far behind in orders. Some car companies will tell you it'll take them a year to get caught up. Imagine what that's done to car dealers that were sort of, you know, just needy. I've seen three or four dealerships go out of business because they didn't have the starts, they didn't have the resources, they didn't have the ability to
go get cars.
There
are a couple around here, too, that went under. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It was weird. I mean, no one would have known, right? I mean, the GM, we got our Chevy Equinox last October. No, not this past October, the October 2020. And they had no inventory back then because GM had switched from making cars to ventilators. And so no one would have predicted that there would be such a car sale boom. And look at Hertz. Hertz went out of business and said, "All right, well, we don't know what to do with all these cars now. They can't get enough cars to come back and have make a comeback."
Try to rent a car and then see how much it costs to do that.
Right.
The wildfires in the Denver area, ferocious winds sparking those wildfires. This is not the usual place where you hear about wildfires, but a lot of people have been evacuated, I think, in the Denver area.
Tens of thousands at this point. Overnight, this was just it's a pretty dire situation.
Yep. Well, there it is. Winds, 100-mile-an-hour winds. It's like a hurricane. And I laugh about it because, you know, you think about, oh, my God, what else can happen to ruin the end of the year? It's 12 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Past the hour now. As we end the year, we have the top items from the world of technology. We normally do that at this point every week. Top five items from the week. I wonder how many of these would be cast in stone if we were looking for the top five of the year. There's always, I think, starting out with number five, the focus on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is next week, has always been a big draw, right? So it would be something that might appear on an annual list. So what's the scoop, the latest scoop on the CES?
Well, CES is still happening as of now, but their attendance is really dwindling, and especially with the major brands like Microsoft and Google and Intel, they and T-Mobile and Lenovo and TikTok and Meta, which is Facebook, they've all backed out. So they're going to be doing some sort of a virtual presentation rather than being in person. Now, that was a pretty big blow to the CES organizers. However, they said what did happen was that they have more people signing up who are from smaller and medium-sized companies, so there may be more exposure for those smaller companies, which would be really great for this year. So we'll see how it ends up, and, you know, CES is always fun, even if you're not that familiar with it. Whenever you see a TV news report and you see all, like, the cool gadgets that come out of CES, it's always fun to see what the next trends will be.
Well, on the DJD program, we're going to keep up with it like we usually do. Holland Cook, who goes there every year for us, is going to report every day, and so is our car guy, Nick Miles. He'll be there, so all of that, we'll keep up with it. And there will be a lot of different people there, and that'll be kind of cool, different companies.
I think Chrysler is planning on unveiling their first electric SUV at CES.
Yes,
so it's interesting how cars and tech have now completely meshed
together
into one category.
They are. Think about it. All right, number four, the distrust of Facebook. This isn't just this week. So
no.
How is this all pulling together?
So we know that Americans, Americans use social media. Most Americans use Facebook. But 64% in a new poll say that the government needs to do more to rein in these big tech companies. People are caught, you know, they don't want to get rid of Facebook because they feel like they're not going to be connected to family and friends anymore, and they have 3 billion monthly users around the world, but most Americans are very skeptical, especially with Facebook. That came in at the top, or bottom, however you want to say it. 22% of respondents said they just don't trust Facebook at all with their data and privacy. TikTok was second, which was kind of surprising, followed by Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and then Amazon was on the sort of better end of the spectrum. More people seem to trust Amazon than Facebook.
That's pretty interesting, given the returns to Amazon, et cetera, going on at the moment. Number three on our list of the top five is a focus on Apple and their AirTags.
Yeah, this is certainly a story that's been building and building for the last few months. Apple's AirTags are being used for all sorts of nefarious reasons, from stealing cars to stalking women coming, you know, in and out of bars. It's been really bad, and a lot of local police departments across the country are seeing such an influx in these crimes. The best thing you can do is if you've parked your car in a public spot, especially if you have a newer car. It doesn't need to be a high-end car, but if it's a newer car, car thieves are stealing anything that they can that's new. Just, you want to make sure, if you have an iPhone, make sure that you check on your Bluetooth to see what's connected, and if it's an AirTag that you don't own, go right to the police station, because you probably won't be able to find it on the car yourself. Do not drive home, because someone is watching you.
Somebody's watching. Yep. Number two, an apology from Intel to China.
Yeah, this was pretty outrageous. This did not make a lot of people happy this week. Intel issued an apology to their Chinese partners and customers after they told local suppliers that they would not be using labor or goods sourced from the country's Xinjiang region, which is where the Uyghur Muslims are being, you know, forced into camps and forced labor. And so then Intel, after going along with all this, which, by the way, was a bill that was signed by President Biden that no American company is allowed to import anything from this region unless the region can prove, unless this the company can prove that forced labor was not used. Well, that's almost impossible to do. So, but Intel has $20 billion a year in business with the Chinese market, and they employ 10,000 Chinese people. So after agreeing to this legally, they went back on and essentially apologized to China. They took out all of the clauses that they originally had put in their letter, and so the White House, clearly not happy about this, Jen Psaki said, American companies should never feel the need to apologize for standing up for human rights. So,
number one, not good. T-Mobile cyber attack.
Yep, T-Mobile cyber attack. This is another one. If you have T-Mobile, it's pretty simple. This was not a widespread one, but it could still affect your data. So just contact T-Mobile and see what they're doing to rectify it. Always check your credit reports. Keep an eye on that just to make sure no one's opened anything in your name.
So much of that crap going on in the name of technology and advancement. Yucca bunga. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.